Daniel Sperry, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
It's great to be here.
You started with the cello, I understand, very young, and I can imagine at that age the cello might have actually been bigger than you.
Well, I had a half-size cello. I asked for a cello when I was four, and I didn't get serious about it until I was about six. But by the time I was six, I was really into it.
What appealed to you about the cello?
Well,
and still does, clearly.
They say it's the closest to the human voice or the closest to human feeling. And children are sort of mesmerized by the cello. That's been my experience when I play in the park. So it was just a big, resonant, you know, felt powerful, and I wanted to be a part of that.
Talk about the poetry of William Stafford. Is something you've been reading for a long time?
There are some poetry anthologies called 10 Poems to Change Your Life or 10 Poems to Open Your Heart. The Roger Houston is the collector of those poems. And I noticed a poem by Stafford in there called Cutting Loose, which really struck me. His poems are deceptively simple. They're the kinds of poems that you think, okay, that's just about some regular stuff that I see and hear every day. And then the more that you hear the poem, the more you think about it, the more you realize he's just opened up a doorway to something very, very large. This is called Cutting Loose. Sometimes, from sorrow, for no reason, you sing. For no reason, you accept the way of being lost, cutting loose from all else and electing a world where you go where you want to. Arbitrary. Sound comes, a reminder that a steady center is holding all else. If you listen, that sound will tell where it is, and you can slide your way past trouble. Certain twisted monsters always bar the path, but that's when you get going the best. Glad to be lost. Learning how real it is here on the earth again and again.
Daniel Sperry with his own cello work and composition, and the poetry of William Stafford.
Next on our list of the best musical exchanges of 2016, Very Old Things with Strings. This was live on the Exchange in February.
We're talking truly old and significant instruments as we hear about the Schumann collection of vintage instruments. Stephen Bacon is the master at Bellwood Violins and is the conservator of the collection. He's in the studio with me here. Stephen, welcome.
Hi, thanks.
And Morgan Shaughnessy, fellow musician, and he calls himself emeritus of Bellwood Violins because he worked there until very recently. Also in the studio, good to see you, Morgan.
Thank you for having me. Good to be here.
Morgan, you have a nickel harpa in your lap, which for the radio listener, it looks like a combination of a stretched violin and the gluing of a small piano to it around the neck region. What is that?
With the action of a typewriter. Yes. Well, a nickel harpa, nickel is an old Swedish word for key, like a key on a piano.
Mm-hmm.
And harpa is, of course, a fiddle. And so this instrument came from the Uppland region, which mm-hmm. is right above Stockholm. And the earliest one we have is from the 17th century. So it comes from a long tradition in Sweden. And this particular one belongs to the collection, the Schumann collection. So on this instrument, there are three melody strings mm-hmm. and then one bass string. So I have a range of notes all the way from a very high G, chromatically, down to a low G, and then a bass note, which I keep on D. Mm-hmm. In Sweden, you put it on C.
Uh-huh.
But I play with more Irish musicians than Swedish musicians, and they really like D. And then in between those strings, kind of cut further into the bridge, are a whole bunch of mostly in-tune resonant strings. And when I say resonant, I mean when I play a note, like an F-sharp, there's a string that's vibrating along. Now, I'll play the same note, and I'll damp the string.
Ah.
And you hear it. So it's almost
stopping, yeah.
It's almost like having your own reverb or your own castle that you're carrying around with you and playing very echoey sounds in.
Mm-hmm. All right, we don't have a lot of time left. What do you guys want to play?
Why don't you just play something on the neck larpa for him?
Let's see. I'll play the very first polska that I ever learned. It's an old Swedish polska called Gringius, like a dance in three.
Next, we move on to more modern sounds, revisiting a percussive performance from April of this year.
And so we have the members of the two members of Caballito Negro here in the studio with instruments. Tessa Brinkman, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning.
Terry Longshore, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning, thanks.
So what led to the name Caballito Negro?
It comes from a poem by Federico Garcia Lorca, Song of the Rider, 1860. So there's this piece by George Crumb for flutes, percussion, and soprano from the second Madrigal book. And he borrows from Lorca's poetry in there. And it really, I don't know, moved me when I first came across it about 20 years ago. And so Terry and I played it together. And I don't know, I think I suggested it to him one day and he said, "That sounds great," and it stuck. Which I kind of like the translation, dark little horse,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it implies, I don't know, all kinds of things, sort of, you know, sneaking up on you in the middle of the night and surprising you with different interesting and different stuff. And that's kind of what we're doing, is we're really going into new territory and surprising ourselves. So we're going to play a piece that we wrote together called That Which Colors the Soul, and we wrote it last year.
All right, so here we go. Caballito Negro and That Which Colors the Soul.
Thank you.
You're listening to our favorite tunes performed live on the Exchange in 2016. Back in April, a cello rocked our world.
He debuted as a solo cellist at the tender age of 13. At 15, he was awarded an Avery Fisher Career Grant for exceptional musical achievement, becoming the youngest person to do so. And among many places, he studied at Harvard and at the Juilliard School under Leonard Rose, Ronald Leonard, and Yo-Yo Ma. And this introduction for Matt Heimovitz is pretty abridged, since his accolades are just too numerous to list. I could go on, but lucky for us, Matt Heimovitz and his cello are here to do most of the talking this hour. Matt, thanks for stopping by the Exchange.
That's great to be here.
I want to ask you about your relationship to the works of Bach. I mean, has it changed throughout your life in a way that you could put in a nutshell for us?
It changes every day. This music, there's very little indication in the score of what to do. The manuscript that survived by Bach's second wife, Anna Magdalena, has some indications of how many notes to put on a bow. But other than that, there's no dynamics, nothing to say how loud or soft to play, nothing to say how fast or slow to play. So every cellist approaches this music differently, and you have to sort of make sense of it. It's like being a detective.
I understand you've prepared to play some cello suites by Bach for us.
I'll play a movement. Yeah, I'll play or two. I can start with the prelude of the first suite, where Bach establishes this three-part form or three-voice form, all for one little cello.
Thanks for listening as we recap our favorite musical performances of 2016, all recorded live on the Jefferson Exchange. Now we get a little country.
Rainey and the Rattlesnakes. The band includes three family members and one bass player from another family band. The three family members are Father Ray Miatke. Welcome, Ray.
Morning.
Lila Miatke, who is 15 years old. Welcome, Lila.
Hi.
Rainey Miatke, who is 13 years old. And what do you know, the title name of the band. Welcome, Rainey.
Hello.
And Lucas Brinkerhoff joins us as well. He's from the other family band. He's 26 years old. Lucas, welcome.
Hi, great to be here.
Okay, why don't we jump into some more music?
Yeah, we're going to do a Gordon Lightfoot song that we learned from a Tony Rice recording. It's called Early Morning Rain.
Early Morning Rain from Rainey and the Rattlesnakes here on the Jefferson Exchange.
We
man's head to go. Put him stuck here on the ground where the cold winds blow. That old liquor tasted good, and the women are blessed. Well, there she goes, my friend. She's rolling out at
from Rainy and the Rattlesnakes here on the Jefferson Exchange.